I'm Rona Tarrant. The Environmental Protection Agency is weakening fuel economy standards for cars and light trucks. The EPA statement was part of the agency's widely expected decision to reconsider and roll back Obama-era rules requiring automakers to hit ambitious emissions and mileage standards by 2025. The move challenges California's decades-old right to set its own air pollution rules, setting up a showdown between the federal government and the state. Media reports say the Justice Department is planning to impose quotas on immigration judges in an attempt to get cases processed faster. The Wall Street Journal said the Justice Department has already notified immigration judges that it will begin evaluating their job performance based on how quickly they close cases, aiming to speed deportation decisions and reduce a lengthy backlog. The changes would require judges to get through at least 700 cases a year to be given a satisfactory rating. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has suspended a deal with the UN to give residency to thousands of African migrants in exchange for Western nations resettling the same number. Hours after announcing the deal, Netanyahu put the plan on hold, saying he would meet with residents of South Tel Aviv, where many of the migrants live. The arrangement, which had drawn opposition from within the government coalition, replaced a plan for mass deportations to Africa. Venezuela's bishops have called for reform in the country's prison system after a jail riot and fire killed 68 people last week. In a statement, the bishop said the tragedy could have been prevented and blamed it on the deficiencies in the judicial, police and penitentiary systems. The bishops also called for more information to be released regarding the disaster. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.